This is Juno Yoon from Northeastern University. This is an interview for COVID-19 Archive Project for the class Origins of Today, History of Global Pandemics, class code HIST-1215. I'm Victor Mattson, another Northeastern student. We are currently in the third floor meeting room in Westin Copley Place. Before the interview begins, Victor, do you give your consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes, I get full consent to be recorded.
Perfect. Now, could you state today's date and the time right now?
Today's date is September 18th, 1:52 p.m.
All right, great. So let's start the question with our first... let's start the interview with our first question. So just give up. Just tell us the your background. You know, where are you from and how was your life back at home?
So I have a pretty unique background, I would say. My parents are from Brazil. I speak Portuguese. And I grew up in the Bahamas from my dad's work. And during seventh grade, I moved to Florida with my mother. My parents are separated, so my father's in the Bahamas and my mother's in Florida, and I went to high school in Florida, and yeah, that's pretty much it. That's kind of how my family dynamic was, so like at different parts of the world, obviously warm climate and everything, so.
I see. So if you don't mind sharing more about your, you know, family dynamics, like how you lived in Florida, but did you often visit your
So I went to high school in Florida, a school called St. Andrew's School in Boca Raton specifically, and every break I would go visit my father in the Bahamas. So that's how we managed time between my parents and yeah.
I see. How's it? Did you like play any sports in school or anything?
Yeah,
or
I played soccer in school. We had a season before the pandemic eventually hit. So there was no problem with that. A lot of other kids weren't able to have that opportunity.
Yeah, that's great.
Especially with the sports in the later months during the year. So, yeah.
I see. So how's it like back at home when the COVID started, you know, getting bigger in the United States?
So I first started to hear about COVID, I'd say in February when it was first originating in China. Didn't really think that much about it. Saw it on the news, didn't think this would become that much of a problem. Thought it would just be isolated there particularly. That was my initial kind of perception of it. And once it started to spread, a lot of talk came to my school, from my parents, like, oh, we should check this out, like, be informed. And I was like, yeah. But, like, I started to read a lot more about it, starting to try and gain new information during those earlier stages.
So you thought it wasn't, like, that bad until, like, it started hitting
you
personally.
When it started to spread and I started to hear more media outlets talking about how people were dying, things like that, then it started to kind of hit me, like, oh, this is actually a big deal.
Okay. Could you share any like personal experiences or feelings that you felt towards the current pandemic?
Yeah, so originally it starting in early March, it started to come to my school and to their concern. When we were left on spring break, I went to the Bahamas to go see my father. While I was there, when I first arrived, there were zero cases in the Bahamas. And through that, I wasn't really worried. I was okay. Thought school was going to start back up again after spring break.
Yeah.
But no one really knew. It was a period of like uncertainty. And then when I was there, as soon as I arrived, there became to gain a few more cases on the island. So every day there were a couple more. And the government started to look closely into it and started to enforce very heavy like lockdowns and restrictions because of their worry of the healthcare, because the healthcare was so minimal, like not a lot of space for healthcare, so they became really strict. And once the second week hit, my school declared that it was going full online.
Yeah.
But I also needed to go back to Florida to see my mother.
Right.
But as soon as I was going to get the plane ticket, turns out that the planes were canceled. So no flights in and out of the island. You're stuck here. Luckily, I was okay because I have Bahamian residency, so that wasn't big of an issue.
Yeah.
But I was stuck there, and the lockdowns were extremely strict. They had certain days on the weekends where you weren't allowed to even leave your house, otherwise you'd be fined $15,000. Yeah. And there were moments where to go to the supermarket, it would be a complete mess because everyone would go at the same time.
Oh.
So I experienced a lot of different issues, and the government had these plans and they changed them and changed them over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So like I experienced like how it was like for them to go through it for such a small, like, so to speak, third world country to go through a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was not really reasonable because they didn't truly look at the way that other countries were doing it, rather they tried to deal with it themselves, which I thought was a little bit chaotic in a way. But yeah, that was my overall experience, like, with the whole thing in the beginning of it.
So like it wasn't, so there, the government response wasn't that satisfactory for you?
Yeah, it wasn't that satisfactory. And once it really started to get bad, and I really knew that this was not going in the right direction, emotionally, I was a little bit confused, a little bit lost, like a little bit upset at the same time. It's my senior year.
Yeah, right.
And all the events are getting kind of postponed or canceled and things like that. So it was tough. It was tough for everyone.
Right. Okay, so were you anxious that you wouldn't be able to go back to Florida, or like how did you feel about, you know, being stuck in the island?
I was anxious, to be honest with you, because I was very focused on school, wanting to do well, especially in the last months, like not giving up, like persevering through it all. And for me, I focus best when I'm back at home,
right
next to my school. That's just how I am. And being in another country, it was just a little bit strange at first, and I really wanted to go back. I had to see my mother, you know, so like I was very anxious, to be honest with you, in the beginning, and very like emotional in a way, and a lot of thoughts going through my head every day. When am I going to be able to go back? Like, am I going to be stuck here forever?
Oh, I see.
You know?
Okay. So we're kind of running short on time, so I'm just going to hop into the very last question. How do you feel about the pandemic now? Like, how's your college life? Like, the pandemic, the situation, you know?
I'm actually, at first, the whole situation of going to college was very questionable in terms of my family, whether they would be okay with it. But since things here have started to be under control in a way, people have gone very respectful with social distancing and things like that, I figured that I'd never want to lose the experience. And if I had the opportunity to come to school, which Northeastern was very keen about in the first place, I'm going to take it. And I had a discussion with my family, and they were very positive about it, led me the right way, and decided that this was ultimately the best thing to do to come to school here. So
it must have been like very meaningful to you, I guess.
Yes,
like,
it was very meaningful to be able to just be here right now, meet new people. I'm very happy for that.
Okay, well, that's the last question, and thank you for the interview and your answers.
Thank you so much.